Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special pop-up edition of the Russell Wortham Show, coming to you live, commercial-free, from my super-secret bat cave. Folks, we are back in the middle of greatness. So I know that last week I said, yeah, I'm going to do this on Wednesday, but I was like, you know what? No, I'm here in the cave. I'm here in the cave, and let's just go. Let's just do this. So, what is happening today is this is getting ready for the 2023 WWE draft. I have in front of me the current roster of talent on Raw and SmackDown. We will deal with NXT at a later date, but I just wanted to go through, and the idea, the genesis, if you will, for this, and I can't take really any credit. A while back, Jim Cornette on one of his shows was going through the roster of AEW and kind of like, you know, who would he keep, who would he let go, and just kind of the reasonings behind that. I'm like, oh, that's kind of a cool idea. So now that we are mere days away from night one of the draft starting on SmackDown, I just wanted to go through and just kind of share my thoughts about every single person on this roster. Now, before we get into any of that, first of all, welcome on in. If you're new here, or if you've been here before, come on in, kick your feet up, get something cold to drink. It is hot in the cave, folks. It is hot. But we persevere. This is your one-stop shop for everything WWE, and so with that said, you know, I was gonna wait until the show, you know, the show proper to mention this before we get into this. But something happened last night that was just kind of like, okay. And that is that Raw was in Chicago. Now, if you've seen the online chatter, you know. but... So, WWE was in Chicago. Who was backstage at Raw in Chicago? That's right, folks. CM Punk. What? CM Punk was backstage at Raw last night in Chicago. I mean, come on. Now, Before anybody gets too excited, no, I don't know how long he was backstage. I don't know who he got, you know, a chance to talk to. I don't know about any of this. But before you get too excited, at some point, security asked him to leave. Punk, you know, was very, very respectful, said, all right, cool, no problem, don't have a problem here, and just left. Now, again, I don't know how long he stayed there, I don't know who he talked to, the general idea that I was reading about from good folks over at Russell Talk was that Punk was there to catch up with some friends of his, and apparently to try to bury some hatchet, or bury the hatchet, I should say, with Triple H. Because they have not talked to each other in over 9 years now. Like, legit, they haven't talked to each other in 9 years. So, Punk was there, presumably, again, yes, to talk to his friends, some of his friends, but also to try to mend some fences with Triple H. Now, let's not get completely crazy here, because Punk is under AEW, you know, or he's under an AEW contract, there we go, for some people have said, Inside the Rope said it's going to be like, you know, years plural. I don't know. I don't know. I know that there are people backstage at AEW, you know, and I, look, I don't know who, but I know that there are people backstage at AEW that are like, we don't want him back. We don't want Punk back. One of those people that is public knowledge is Chris Jericho. And so, yeah. Could this be the start of Punk slowly coming back to WWE? Maybe. And I'm being very careful because I have no knowledge. I have no knowledge. Here's the thing that I think is really interesting. It sounded like Punk showed up, said, you know, hey, can I come backstage, you know, and just kind of hang out, whatever. And I'm assuming that he was talking to Hunter. To Triple H, to Paul Levesque, you know, and see if that was cool. Now, apparently Vince McMahon was not there in Chicago, but, again, according to various websites, Vince had ripped up the script, just basically said, nope, this is not going to work. This is 2 out of the last 3 weeks that Vince has completely just interfered, blatantly interfered with the product. And he keeps saying, oh, I'm not in charge of creative. Oh, I'm not in charge of creative. Oh, come on, Vince. Seriously? You're not in charge of creative? And this is 2 out of the last 3 weeks that you've literally ripped up the script before the show starts, and then they have to rush to try to cobble something together. That isn't good, smart business, folks. And I'll talk more about this on Friday with the actual show in proper. Vince needs to go. I know. I know this is his passion. I know that he has, a stake in the company. I know that the new owner from Endeavor has come out and said, hey, look, I've known Vince for 25 years. Of course I wasn't going to let the guy go. And I'm like, okay, that's not great. But I get it to some degree. But, yeah, I was just like, oh, okay, so you're not going to let this guy go. Okay. Well, this guy's just been meddling left, right, up, and down with his roster. With his, with the scripts. And there's just been paranoia from, you know, I don't know who, but there have been some serious bouts of paranoia from really the entire locker room. Like, great, now we have to walk around eggshells or walk on eggshells again around this guy. Cool. That's great. We had an actual good thing going with Hunter, with Paul Levesque, because he was more willing to listen to our ideas. Maybe he wasn't going to use our ideas, but he was more willing to listen to our ideas. And now we've got Vince back. And it's like, great, cool. So I'll share my complete thoughts about Vince McMahon on Friday. But yeah, suffice it to say, I was just like, okay, so Paul Levesque was not going to let CM Punk leave the premises. This was Vince's call. And I'm like, Vince, for the love of everything that's good and holy, leave. Leave. No one wants you there. Can't say that strongly enough. Nobody wants you anywhere near close to being in charge of creative or writing or whatever. It's just maddening to me. So again, I don't know what Punk's deal was last night. I don't know if this was a, hey, let's put some feelers out there. And, you know, hey, yes, I know that I'm contracted to AEW for now, but if things go south like they did last year, maybe I go to Tony Khan and say, no, you're letting me out of the contract right now. And if I'm Tony Khan, I'd be like, oh, okay. So it seems like, and this is just me, this is just my opinion, it seems like CM Punk is okay with, at least with being around WWE, Triple H, okay, Paul Levesque, seems like he's okay with Punk being there. The only person there, the only person in WWE that seemingly does not want CM Punk back anywhere near close to WWE for any reason is Vincent Kennedy McMahon Jr. Sorry. That's the only person that does not want Punk back. Yes, 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 yes. I know. I know. I know. Seth freaking Rollins, a.k.a. Colby, has said, yeah, I don't want the guy here. But I don't know if that's being in character. I don't know if that's like a real life thing. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But to wrap up the introduction, yeah, it's just kind of like, okay, Triple H was cool. CM Punk was cool. Sound like a lot of the guys, you know, a lot of the people backstage last night were cool. And the only person was not cool was Vince. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Vince, just stop. Just stop. You've got one of the biggest names on this planet that is just there, just minding his own business. Now, I understand, and this is the last thing I want to say. If this was a, oh gosh, we're going to get sued here, Okay. Now, could this have been like a higher up situation or a higher up call with Endeavor? Maybe. But I highly doubt it, considering that the head of or the owner of Endeavor has said, no, we're going to let Dana White run UFC like he has. We're going to let Vince McMahon run WWE like he has. And we're not going to get involved. We're just going to say, yeah, you guys run the day-to-day operations. We run the bigger ship. But I got to be curious because Punk was in UFC for about a cup of coffee, as they say. And, I mean, he had, what, two or three fights? Got badly beaten all three fights. Was not very competitive. So maybe Endeavor was like, we don't want to have you around. We don't want to have you around. But, I mean, I don't know. But like I said, I'm just going to go with the idea that it was Vincent Kennedy McMahon Jr. who did not want Punk there. And what are you going to tell Vince? Especially if you're his son-in-law. No. That's a one-way trip to the unemployment line. Seriously. So, I just thought that was really interesting. It's really just sad that Punk couldn't even go backstage. It blows my mind. Right, well, that is the introduction. I will be back in just a moment with a very special pop-up main event where we will go through the roster, tell you who I keep, tell you who I would let go, and the reasons why. And so we will go from there. Don't go anywhere.
Time now for the main event.
All right, folks, we're back with the main event. And in this week's main event, I'm going to go through the roster of WWE. And I'm going to basically share with you who I would keep, who I would let go, and pretty much reasons why I'm making these picks. Now, this is, of course, to coincide with the 2023 WWE draft that starts this Friday on SmackDown. So, let's start off at the top. This is Raw. AJ Styles, I would keep. I would keep. the guy is, well, he's what he's, what he's been saying for the last 20 years. He is phenomenal. So I would absolutely keep the guy. Absolutely keep the guy. Akira Tozawa, I would let go. And it's a shame because when WWE had the Cruiserweight Classic and they brought in all this amazing talent from around the world, and there was this real tangible buzz about the Cruiserweight division for the first time in a long time, there was a real sense that maybe Akira Tozawa was going to be like a guy. He's kind of not. Angel, I would keep. And that's kind of, I don't want to say that's kind of a borderline, but I would keep him because I see some talent there. He's got a good look, and I think that he can carry a gimmick. he can carry, you know, a character and not this wildly offensive, you know, stereotype. I'm talking about, you know, they build him kind of as like, you know, a Latin lover type thing. I would have said, yeah, okay, cool. All right. Cool. You know? Angelo Dawkins, absolutely keeping. I mean, just, he is, you know, people have said for a long time now, Angelo Dawkins is like achingly close to really hitting it big on his own. And I believe that. Austin Theory, keep. Guys, just amazing. Now, this is a bit of iffy, but I would let Baron Corbin go. And I would say I would let him go because is he a pure heel? Yes. Okay, is he a total bad guy? Yeah, absolutely. But I honestly do not see Baron Corbin as anything more than like filler. When he was in NXT and he was doing the Lone Wolf thing, that was like epic. And people were like, oh my gosh, this guy. You know, when he came up to main roster, I was like, oh my gosh, this guy. What? King Corbin, it was like, again, he was a straight up, you know, he was a straight up heel. And I was like, okay, I can see this. And fun trivia fact, the last person to actually pin Roman Reigns in any competition for the last almost 3 years was Baron Corbin. I believe it was December of 2019. So we are talking a long, long, long time ago, almost 2.5 years since that all went down. But yeah, unfortunately, I would let Baron Corbin go. Bobby Lashley, I'd keep. Brock Lesnar, I would keep. Bronson Reed, I would absolutely keep. And Bronson Reed, he was doing some amazing things in NXT. He got cut during COVID. Kind of hung out for a bit. I think he was down in Impact for, you know, a cup of coffee. But he's got tremendous upside. If you've seen the stuff that he's been doing with Bobby Lashley, I mean, okay. I mean, that is going to be a heck of a barn burner. That's not going to be like a, you know, athletic, you know, going off the top rope, doing all these dives, you know. No, it's just going to be just a straight up fight between those two. So, yeah, absolutely keep Bronson Reed. Cedric Alexander, now this was a tweener. This was an absolute tweener because I can see the talent. I can see the talent. And I can see if, you know, WWE comes back and says, oh, yeah, we're going to do the Hurt business, you know, again. But they've been saying that for months now. And I just, yeah. So, I like Cedric Alexander. I think he's a great talent. I think he has tremendous upside. Tremendous upside. But, anyway. Next up, Chad Gable. Yeah, I would keep. I think he's entertaining. He's starting to get over with the fans. He's starting to get over with the audience. And I mean, just the work that he did down in NXT with Jason Jordan, you know, with American Alpha, I mean, that tag team was over. I mean, it was so wildly popular. And it's a shame that Jason Jordan got injured. Sustained a career-ending neck injury. But Chad Gable, I mean, he is a machine. A goofy gimmick or whatever aside, you know, the whole shooshing thing. I mean, this guy is just, you know, amazing at what he can do. Cody Rhodes, absolutely keep. Absolutely keep. Absolutely keep. Hey, pardon me there, I just had to get a quick drink, but yeah, so Cody Rhodes, yeah, absolutely keep. I mean, he is one of the top five wrestlers, men or women, in WWE right now. So yeah, of course, keep him. Damian Priest, keep. He's starting to get over with fans, you know, with, you know, his work in Judgment Day. Dexter Lumis, he's another tweener, but considering that he just came up to the main roster, I'd give him some time. Dominic Mysterio, absolutely keep. Dolph Ziggler, Dolph has been there for quite some time. He knows the lay of the land. He knows, you know, he knows the lay of the land. But Dolph hasn't been in a meaningful program, meaningful, you know, feud in quite some time. When they brought him down to NXT, I was thinking, okay. They're gonna have him be champion for a while. Okay. And then he just lost that title rather quickly. I'm like, cool. So I don't know what they're gonna do with Dolph, unfortunately. Edge, keep. I think he still is amazing what he can do. Elias, hey, they had a good thing going with Ezekiel. I swear to you, I promise you, they had a great thing going with Ezekiel. But then they just had to cut bait and run. And I, you know, he's been hanging out with Rick Boogs. I don't know where that's going, you know. So, I mean, I think Elias is a good wrestler. I think he's got a good look. I think he's got, you know, a good character. But, yeah, it's just kind of weird. Finn Balor, keep. I mean, come on. Keep. Umberto, one half of tag team with himself and his cousin, Angel Garza, and you know, I would say, yeah, I mean, he was there, you know, he was, you know, He was there before Angel came, but I don't know really where Umberto is going. So unfortunately, I would let him go. Johnny Gargano keep. I mean, come on, seriously, keep this guy. They mean WWE. WWE needs to remind the casual fans that watch Raw on occasion about Johnny Gargano, because people that have watched him down in NXT, they know what Johnny Gargano is about. But if you're in if you're a fan of Raw and you're looking at Johnny, you're like, I mean, I know who you are, but like, okay. There's been this kind of disconnect, but he is still fairly new onto the main roster, so and give him some time. Carl Anderson, I would keep. He's a special case along with Luke Gallows, so I'll just lump them together. And this was so smart. When AJ Styles went down with that ankle injury, both Carl and Luke went to management, went to Triple H, okay, went to Paul Levesque and said, look, if you're not going to use us, don't book us. Meaning, if you're not going to use us in a program, if you're not going to use us, in a match, in a meaningful match, don't even bother bringing us to the arena. Don't even bother, picking up that phone, which I think is very smart. So there's the Good Brothers, Kevin Owens, keep. He's one half of the tag team champions. Absolutely keep. Logan Paul just re-signed with WWE. Look, whether you like the guy, you don't like the guy, you don't understand the guy, he's just athletic as all get out. He is absolutely athletic as all get out. So yeah, I would keep him. All right, we are on the back half of the men's roster on Raw, so let's just keep going. Masay, Mace, I'd let go. I think there's a lot of talent there, but yeah, I don't know. Mansoor, he was one of the signees a few years back with Saudi Arabia when the Saudi Arabia deal was just starting. So Mansoor, I would keep. If for nothing else, say you could go back to Saudi Arabia and be like, kind of like the hey, I'm here type thing. I mean, obviously he's talented. Mansoor is absolutely talented, but they need to use him, as kind of like, hey, we're coming back to Saudi Arabia type thing. Matt Riddle. Look, I don't like the guy. I don't like the guy. I don't like the apparent, the apparent appearance shaming that he's alleged to have done with Becky Lynch. I don't like that, like, at all. I feel bad that he got a divorce. I don't really appreciate the fact that he cheated on his wife. So, I mean, there's a lot of baggage there, but you can't deny that Matt Riddle is a talented wrestler. He was talented in UFC. He's been talented, wherever he goes. And I think he is, he's going to be, the MMA guy going forward. Miz, yeah, I'd keep. He's not really doing much in the ring. But that's okay. I mean, Miz is Miz, and I mean, he is a two-time Grand Slam winner, so he's won the WWE title. He's won the Universal title. He's won both sets of tag titles. He's won the Intercontinental Championship and the United States Championship. So this guy is a proven winner. This guy is a proven winner. Montez Ford, keep. I think he's got tremendous upside too. Mustafa Ali, I would let go. And it's not for lack of trying. I think that Mustafa has just been given really a bad hand since coming to WWE. I don't think that they've really invested the time, nor do I think they want to invest the time in Mustafa Ali. I think he is extraordinarily talented. I think he is energetic. I think that he is, I mean, he's living out his dream, but they've just done, WWE has just done Mustafa Ali just no real big favors. MVP, I'd keep. Omos, I would keep. With the caveat that he goes back down to NXT. I think WWE missed opportunity to put Omos on a good path at WrestleMania. I think he should have beaten Brock Lesnar. And I like Brock. Don't get me wrong, heel turn, bad guy, whatever. I like Brock Lesnar. Okay? I like this Brock Lesnar, but I think that Omos really could have used the win. Otis, I'd keep. He's agile for his size, so I would absolutely keep Randy Orton. He has been out for quite a while with a sounds like a pretty massive, pretty nasty back injury. But yeah, absolutely keep him. I mean, come on, absolutely keep him. Rick Boogs. I think that he had a good thing going on with Shinsuke Nakamura. It was a shame last year that I believe it was at WrestleMania where he got injured when he was facing the Usos along with Shinsuke Nakamura. Now that Rick Boogs is back, we'll see what happens. I think he could be, a good, steady, wrestler. But we'll see what happens with that one. Robert Roode, absolutely key. He's had neck surgery. Don't know when he's going to be back. If WWE is thinking, you know, we really don't want to use Robert Roode in the ring, just the amount of wrestling knowledge that he has and that he can impart to you know, people coming in through the Performance Center, through NXT, I mean, yeah, it's absolutely invaluable. R-Truth, I mean, he's out with a torn quad. This is really a shame because he's been there for a while. He has been there for a while, and I believe that Ron Killings is extraordinarily just talented. He's very entertaining. I think he gets character work. But and so this is a slight, and I mean I'm saying very, very slight, but a very slight let go. Seth freaking Rollins, aka Colby, keep. Shelton Benjamin, I think if they do reform the Hurt Business, he is, you know, still a valuable, you know, part of that equation. So keep. And finally, Tommaso Ciampa, he's been out with hip surgery. Absolutely keep. Absolutely keep. Now on to the women. Alexa Bliss, she's been out with skin cancer treatment. I would keep. I know she hasn't really been in the ring much for quite a while now, but I would let her. I would just keep her. I would keep her just flat out. Asuka, keep. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Bayley, this was a very tough call for me because she's almost taken almost of a managerial role with Kyan Sky and collectively with Damage Control. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. I would like to believe that Bayley is good to go in the ring. But I don't know. But I would keep her. Becky Lynch, yeah, 100% keep all day long. All day long. Bianca Belair, Roman Champion, keep. Candice LeRae, I would keep. I would keep. Carmella, I'd keep. Chelsea Green, hey, knock on wood or whatever you want to knock on, she is actually staying relatively healthy this go around. And if it's true that that Matt Cardona, her real life husband, is eventually going to go back to WWE, I would keep Chelsea Green. Dakota Kai, keep. Dana Brooke. Ugh, I am so gutted. I am so, so, so gutted. Because the passion is there. The excitement is there. The fandom is there. You can tell that Dana Brooke is trying her best to try to get into things. I'm just not seeing it. Unfortunately, I've let her go. Yo Sky, absolutely keep. Lita, Hall of Famer, I keep. Mia Yim, oh man, this was another very painful, very, very, very slight let go. And it's not Mia's fault. I think she's been given a bad hand, and Mia can absolutely go in the ring. I still think she's one of the top 10 women's wrestlers on this planet. I don't think WWE's really given her real much of a shot. But Mia Yim, I think, can be successful. But they've just got to give her, you know, the opportunity. Nikki Cross, keep. Piper Niven, absolutely keep. She is, for her size and her agility, I mean, how Piper Niven isn't a champion is beyond me. And this goes back to NXT UK. When she was feuding with Kaylee Ray, right? With Alba Fire. So, yeah, absolutely keep Piper. Tamina, I mean, look, I know she's part of the bloodline. I understand this. I understand she's part of the bloodline. She's part of the family. But I mean, she hasn't really wrestled much, so it's a slight, but I would let her go. And then finally, Trish Stratus, she just turned heel last Monday, so yeah, I would let her stay on. Maxine Dupri, she's the valet of Maximum Male Models. I'd let her stay there too. Now on the men's division of SmackDown, Ashanti the Adonis, I would cut him. I would let him go. When they brought back Hit Row, I mean, they were over. They were popular in NXT. Everybody was like, oh my gosh, why are you letting these people go? What the heck? Since they've gotten back, they've just kind of been cannon fodder, which is really unfortunate. Big E. When Big E comes back from his just absolutely just insane neck injury, and I'm glad that he's okay. I'm glad that he is recovering, because, I mean, that was a nasty, nasty spill. One half inch off, he's paralyzed. It was that simple, and it wasn't his opponent's fault. I think it was just one of those things. But yeah, absolutely keep Big E. Braun Strowman, I think that there is something there with Ricochet as a tag team. So yeah, I would keep him. Bray Wyatt, I gotta be very careful about this one, because of the apparent mental health issues that apparently Bray is going through. and, you know, bouts of, you know, depression and anxiety, and I've got to be very careful about this. I do like Bray Wyatt. I don't think that the writers have ever really given him much to really work on. I don't think they've really given him or done him many favors. But Bray is a good wrestler. I really believe that Bray Wyatt is a very, very good wrestler. He's a heck of a promo. He's a heck of a storyteller. I would keep Bray Wyatt. Pete Dunne, absolutely keep. I think he has more than earned his way on the roster. Cruz del Toro, from the Latino World Order, absolutely would keep. Eric, well, both Eric and Ivar from the Viking Raiders, I'd keep, only because that tag team division is so threadbare. It is really ridiculous. But I think he's good. I think that both Eric and Ivar are a great tag team. I just don't think that WWE has really given them much of a chance. Drew McIntyre, absolutely keep, 100%. Giovanni Vinci, keep. Part of Imperium, absolutely keep. Gunther, a.k.a. Walter. If not the most, certainly one of the most dominating, not just Intercontinental champions, one of the most dominant champions, period, in WWE right now. Absolutely keep Walter. Went through Ivar. The Usos, best tag team out there. Hey, if FTR, and I get it. If FTR hadn't played us like they did, I would have said, yeah, they're going to come back and they're going to be the ones that take down the Usos. Didn't happen. But, yeah. So, but yeah, keep them. Jinder Mahal, I think that he is good, but unfortunately, I would let him go. He's just not really doing much right at the moment. Joaquin Wilde, again, part of LWO. I would keep him. So there is that. Right. Karrion Kross, absolutely keep. 1,000,000%. And I hope, because Karrion Kross, when he was down in NXT, and when I was on Twitter, I would tweet at him. So accommodating. He would, not always, but very often, you know, after a show, you know, I would say, hey, great job, or wow, that was so awesome, or whatever. So, oh my gosh, he would tweet me back. He would tweet back at me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. I mean, I'm still gushing. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. Karrion Kross is just, oh, he's such a good guy. I've never met him in person, but he's just a really straight up guy. Hey, anybody that after a match, would take the time to pound out like a 30-second, like, hey, thanks for watching, or oh yeah, this was this or whatever. Hey, I'm a fan for life, right? I'm a fan for life of Karrion Kross, straight up. Kofi Kingston, keep. I mean, come on. LA Knight, dude needs to be used. I think they fast-tracked him through NXT, which I think was a bit of a mistake. I understand that he's 40. I understand this. But if you're not going to, you know, strap a rocket onto LA Knight, I don't know. Ludwig and Kaiser, keep, part of Imperium. Madcap Moss, I'd let go. And that's, it's really sad because last year at this time, you know, he had just broken free from, you know, Happy Corbin, Baron Corbin, and, you know, he was just a complete bad A, you know, but, Rey Mysterio, of course, keep. Good Lord, Hall of Famer. Guy can still go in the ring. Now, this is where this is going to get really interesting. Because I said that Ricochet and Braun Strowman are a great tag team. They are. They play off well with each other. I think they are a great tag team. Individually, though, unfortunately, I would let Ricochet go. And it is not his fault. But they haven't done him any favors in terms of the writing, creative. They just haven't done him any favors. Rich Holland, I know he's part of the Brawling Brutes, along with Sheamus and Pete Dunne. If you use him as a group, if you use Rich Holland as part of a group, okay. If you use Rich Holland individually, so that's a very, 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 very slight let go. Roman Reigns, keep. Sami Zayn, keep. Santos Escobar, part of the LWO, keep. Shanky, unfortunately, he had a great look. He had a great look. I know that he is, he was with Jinder Mahal for a while. But I'd let Shanky go. Sheamus, keep. Shinsuke Nakamura, apparently they're going to strap a rocket to this guy, so keep him. Solo Sikoa, keep. Top Dollar, part of Hit Row, unfortunately. I'd let him go. Uncle Howdy, a lot of people are saying that's Bo Dallas. And if that's Bo Dallas, I would keep, because obviously, you know, brother of Bray, you know, and all that. But yeah, so that's a That's a very, very extraordinarily slight let go. But anyway, and Xavier Woods keep now as first the women to close this out. Aaliyah, she hasn't done much. I would let her go. B-Fab, part of Hit Row, let her go. Charlotte Flair, of course they keep her. My gosh. Emma, she hasn't really done much. I would let her go. Lacey Evans, I would keep only because I see this raw talent. I see this raw talent. And I just don't think they've really known how to really handle Lacey Evans. But yeah, I would absolutely keep her. Liv Morgan, keep. She's part of Tag Team Champions. Natty Nair Wilson, keep. I mean, she's she's the mom of the group. And that's not being dismissive of her. But Natty's kind of been like the mom of the group. So yeah, absolutely would keep Natty Neidhart Wilson. Raquel Rodriguez, keep. Tag Team Champions. Rhea Ripley, keep. SmackDown Women's Champion. Ronda Rousey, I would keep. And I... If they're going to have her be in a tag team with Shayna Baszler, that would work. I think WWE missed the mark because they're like, well, we want you to come in here and do like 20-minute matches. Hello? Did you not see her in NXT UFC? Did you not see Ronda Rousey in UFC? Start to finish, going down the ramp way through the match and the interview at the end, 5 minutes. Start to finish. 5 minutes. That was your star attraction. Men or women, that was your star attraction in UFC. just saying. Scarlett, keep. Jane Baszler, keep. Shotzi Blackheart. Oh man. I'm gutted because I think she has a lot of great talent. I just don't see what WWE is trying to do with her. So, I like Shotzi. I think she is a heck of a talent. But if WWE isn't really using her, I would let her go. Moving along here. Sonya Deville, I'd keep. I think she is, she's a force, in the ring. Tegan Nox, I'd keep. Xia Li, I think she had a good look at it. But, I don't know. I would, unfortunately, let her go. And Zelina Vega, she's part of the LWO, so keep her. Right, so that is who I would keep, who I would let go. But, hey, that's all subjective. We will see on Friday night where everybody is going. We will talk on Friday. Again, about the Vince factor, we will talk about the brand spanking new World Heavyweight Championship. That was unveiled last night at Raw. And, you know, what that means for the WWE Universal Undisputed Champion. So we will talk about that. And, of course, the action from this past week in WWE. And we will recap actually tonight's spring break-in. We will do all that on Friday. But till I see you guys on Friday, this is Russell Wortham. And just like the Beatles sang all those many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys on Friday.